Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, May 11th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks in Asia outside mainland China ended lower, and European shares fell in early trading as yesterday's tech-led sell-off on Wall Street extended into global markets. U.S. stock futures fell, pointing to possible further losses this morning. The FBI said a criminal gang known as DarkSide was involved in the hack of the U.S.'s largest fuel pipeline. DarkSide, which is believed to be based in Eastern Europe, posted a statement on the dark web claiming that its goal was solely to make money and denied it was connected to a foreign government. President Biden said Russia didn't appear to have a hand in the attack, but criticized Moscow for tolerating criminal hackers within its borders. In a first, the Food and Drug Administration cleared use of a COVID-19 vaccine for children between 12 and 15. The head of the FDA said the authorization for the shot, developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, came after the agency reviewed data on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness in adolescents. China eked out a tiny gain in population last year to 1.41 billion people, and its population is aging. Official data shows an overall increase of only 72 million from the previous census in 2010, with a sharp rise in the percentage of people over 60. The demographic situation is a top economic concern for China, as a shrinking workforce could hurt future growth. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.